I rejoice to be able to come together and worship with you at the Lord's table.
在主的面前，在主的桌子前面，跟你们一同敬拜，使我心非常快乐。
And for this weekend, we've been looking at the last book in the Bible.
这个周末，我们一同看了圣经当中最后一卷书。
And we were actually not just looking at it, but trying to enter in.To this book.
我们不单单看这本书，而且我们试图能够进入这本书。
In the middle of the book,
在书的里面，
the mighty angel gives the scroll to John and says, "Eat this scroll."
大力的天使给约翰这本书，对他说，把这本书吃下去。
And my hope is that every brother and sister here will eat the book of Revelation.
我的盼望是这里的每一位弟兄姐妹都把启示录这本书吃进去。
The book of Revelation is the most unread book in the New Testament among Christians.
在新约圣经里面，启示录是基督徒读的最少的一卷书。
But in many ways, it's the most important book.
但是从很多方面来讲，这是最重要的一本书。
We cannot say one book is more important than the other because they all have God's word.
我们不能说一卷书比另外一卷书更重要，因为它们都是神的话。
But the book of Revelation.Shows us the consummation of all things.
但是启示录呢？这卷书让我们看到一切事情他们的终局。
Where would we be without the Book of Revelation?
如果没有启示录的话，我们能够在哪里呢？
There's a popular American gospel song.
有一个很流行的美国福音歌曲。
It has a very interesting title.
那个标题很有趣。
It says, "We win, Hallelujah, we win."
我们得胜，哈利路亚，我们得胜。
I looked at the back of the book, and we win.
我们看那个书的后面，上面写的我们得胜。
This means that this Christian has read the book of Revelation, and they know that Jesus wins.
这说明呢，那个作者基督他读过启示录，他知道基督得胜。
But if we didn't have the book of Revelation,
如果我们没有启示录，
we could hope that Jesus is going to win and believe that he will win.
我们可以盼望基督得胜，我们也可以相信他得胜。
When we read this book, we know he wins.
但是我们读了这卷书，我们就知道他得胜。
This last book shows us so much of what happens at the end.
这本书跟我们许许多多最后要发生的事。
You know, at the beginning, we have the Garden of Eden.
在开始的时候，我们有伊甸园。
But then man is chased out of the garden.
后来人被赶出伊甸园。
Does man ever come back?
人能不能回去呢？
Into the Garden of Paradise?
能不能回到那个伊甸园呢？
The book of Revelation tells us.
启示录告诉我们说，
We saw Adam and Eve fall into sin.
我们看到亚当夏娃堕落，在罪里面堕落。
Whatever happened to Adam?
亚当身上发生了什么事？
Revelation, we see the last Adam.
启示录里面我们看到末后的亚当。
And God established his purpose for man.
神为人他有建立了目的。
And he called the nation Israel to be his worshippers.
他呼召以色列成为敬拜他的。
Whatever happened to them?
那么以色列人又发生了什么事？
In the New Jerusalem, there's Israel, the 12 tribes, the 12 gates.
在新耶路撒冷我们看到以色列12个支派12个门。
God saved Gentiles.
神也拯救了外邦人。
And he built his church.
他建立了教会。
But where does it go?
他们到哪里去？
We look in the New Jerusalem. We see the bride, the church.
我们看到新耶路撒冷的时候，我们就看到教会心腹。
We look at the history of Israel.
我们看以色列人的历史。
We see there's prophecies of a coming Messiah.
我们看到要来的弥赛亚的预言。
And he will reign over the whole earth.
他要掌管整个宇宙，他要掌管全地。
Whatever happened with these promises?
那这些预言怎么样呢？
The book of Revelation.
启示录。
Jesus reigns as Messiah for 1,000 years on this earth.
耶稣基督弥赛亚掌管世界一千年。
All the promises of the Messiah are fulfilled.
所有弥赛亚的预言都应验了。
All the promises of the kingdom of Israel are fulfilled.
所有以色列国的预言应许都应验了。
All the promises about the temple are fulfilled.
所有关于殿的应许都应验了。
All the promises about Jerusalem are fulfilled.
所有关于耶路撒冷的应许都应验了。
But what about Babylon?
那么巴比伦又怎么样？
In the Bible, there's always a fight between Jerusalem and Babylon.
巴比伦和耶路撒冷之间总是有征战。
What happens to Babylon?
巴比伦又怎么样？
Revelation, we see Babylon is destroyed.
启示录里面我们看到巴比伦被摧毁了。
So you see, thank God, we have this last book.
感谢主，我们有这最后一卷书。
We see God's eternal purpose accomplished.
我们看到神永远的旨意成就了。
God has had a plan in His heart from before the creation.
在创造之前，神心里面就有计划。
And today we want to enter in.To the New Jerusalem, the fulfillment of God's eternal purpose.
今天我们盼望能够进入耶路撒冷，就是神永远旨意的成就。
Now I said last night, we need to enter into the sevenfold heavenly worship.
昨天晚上说我们要进入天上的七重的敬拜。
We had good worship today, huh?
今天我们的敬拜很好。
We had the New Testament worship.
我们有新约的敬拜。
A little taste of heavenly worship.
有天上敬拜的一点点的味道。
Even we sang the New Jerusalem.
我们也唱了新耶路撒冷的歌。
But in English, we only had four verses. You had five.
但是英文里面的歌词只有四节，在中文却有五节。
You went closer than I did to the New Jerusalem.
你们到耶路撒冷比我更近。
And if you turn in your hymn book number 25,
如果我们打开诗歌第二十五首，
you remember maybe during breaking of bread, I asked for this song.
你们也许记得在剥饼的时候我点了这首歌
No blood, no altar now
没有血没有痰
What a wonderful song
何等美好的歌曲
You know this brother, Horatio Bonar
你知道这个作诗的弟兄
You know he has written some of our greatest hymns
他写了一些最好的诗歌
I just tell you one little story
我告诉你们一个小故事
This brother comes from Scotland
这个弟兄是苏格兰人
And there in the Scotland Covenant Church he was pastor
在苏格兰一个教会在苏格兰一个教会的牧师
He wrote this hymn and other great hymns.
他写了这首诗歌还有其他一些诗歌
But do you know something?
但是你知不知道
They could never sing his hymns in their church.
但是他们教会里面却不能唱这首歌
Isn't that strange?
很奇怪
It's because in the Presbyterian covenant tradition
因为他们长老教会的传统
They only believed in singing the psalms.
他们呢只唱诗篇
So they sang, they had Old Testament worship.
他们有旧约的敬拜。
But our brother wrote these wonderful New Testament worship, even heavenly worship.
但是我们弟兄呢却写了这首新约里面甚至天上的敬拜。
But they were never sung in his church.
但是他教会却不唱这首歌。
There are many Christians today.
今天许多基督徒。
Who need to understand the heavenly worship.
他们需要明白天上的敬拜。
And it is seen when we see and stand before the greatness of our Lord Jesus.
他们唱歌的时候，当他们站在我们伟大的主的耶稣基督面前的时候。
When we are filled with the thoughts of Him and not of ourselves.
当我们被他自己所充满，不是我们自己思想充满的时候。
And when we see what is soon to happen from the heavenly point of view.
当我们从天上来看将要发生的事情的时候。
And so we sang the New Jerusalem, the New Jerusalem.
所以我们唱新耶路撒冷，新耶路撒冷。
And this we want to enter into this morning.
今天早上就是我们今天早上想要进入的。
So please turn to Revelation and chapter 21.
请打开启示录第二十一章。
We will read some verses here and there.
我们读一些经节。
Chapter 21 verses.
21章
1 through 5
1到5节
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. There was no longer any sea.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降预备好了就如新妇装饰整齐等候丈夫
And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men And he will dwell among them And they shall be his people And God himself will be among them
我又听见有大声音从宝座出来说看哪、神的帐幕在人间神要他要与人同住他们要做他的子民神要亲自与他们同住做他们的神
And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death, there will no longer be any mourning, or crying, or pain. Those first things have passed away.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
And he who sits on the throne says, Behold, I am making all things new. And he said, Write, because these words are faithful and true.
坐宝座的说，看哪，我将一切都更新了。又说，你要写上，因这些话是可信的，是真实的。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and spoke with me, saying, Come here, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb.
拿着七个金碗盛满末后七灾的七位天使中，有一位来对我说，你到这里来，我要将心腹，就是羔羊的妻，指给你看。
And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God.
我被圣灵感动，天使就带我到一座高大的山，将那由神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示我。
Having the glory of God,And her brilliance was like a very costly stone, as a stone of crystal clear jasper.
城中有神的荣耀，城的光辉如同极贵的宝石，好像碧玉，明如水晶。
Verse
22. 第二十二节。
And I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God the Almighty and the Lamb are its temple.
我未见城中城内有殿，因主神全能者和羔羊。
And the city has no need of the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God has illumined it, and its lamp is the Lamb.
那城内又不用日月光照，因有神的荣耀光照，又有羔羊为城的灯。
And then chapter 22,
第二十二章
verse 1,
第一节。
Then he showed me a river of the water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb.
天使又指示我在城内街道当中一道生命水的河，明亮如水晶，从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。
In the middle of its street, and on either side of the river was the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
在河这边与那边有生命树，结十二样果子，每月都结果子，树上的叶子乃为医治万民。
And there will no longer be any curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his bondservants will serve him, and they will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads.
以后再没有咒诅，在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他，也要见他的面，他的名字必写在他们的额上。
And there will no longer be any night.And they will not have need of the light of a lamp, nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God will illumine them, and they will reign forever and ever.
不再有黑夜，他们也不用灯光、日光，因为主神要光照他们，他们要作王，直到永永远远。
We have been looking at this last book, the book of the Revelation.
我们已经看了这最后一卷书《启示录》。
In order to enter into the understanding of this book, there's some requirements.
为了能够进入明白这卷书，有一些要求。
First,
首先
you must have a heart for the Lord.
你必须对主有心。
Now, if you're a Christian here this morning,
如果你是基督徒
but your love for the Lord is low,
但是你对主不那么爱
unless you repent,
除非你悔改
you cannot understand what's in this book.
你不能明白这卷书。
Because this is a revelation that has been given to his bondservant.
因为这是给他仆人的启示。
In other words, to those who are faithful to the Lord,
对那些对主忠心的人来说
the Lord gives this revelation.
神把这启示给他们。
And what is that revelation?
这个启示是什么？
It's a revelation of Jesus Christ himself.
这是耶稣基督自己的启示。
It's not a revelation of the second coming.
不是他再来的启示。
It's a revelation of the Christ of the second coming.
是耶稣基督再来的启示。
And the result of this book is that the servants of God are watching for his return.
这卷书的结果呢，就是他的仆人等候、看望、盼望、仰望他的再来。
So we see in chapter 1 of Revelation.
所以启示录第一章里面我们看见。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. So it is. Amen.
看啊，他降云驾临，众目要看见他，连刺他的人也要看见他，地上的万族都要因他哀哭。这话是真实的，阿们。
The time is near.
时间近了。
He is coming.
他来了。
He is coming on the clouds.
他要乘云驾临。
And what is the position of his servants?
那他的仆人应当如何？
We're watching.
我们在看。
Now, brothers and sisters, there is much Bible teaching regarding the book of Revelation.
弟兄姐妹，启示录这方面的教导有很多。
And it's good to be a student of this Bible.
能够学这本书很好。
But we have to maintain the right attitude toward this revelation.
但是我们对启示录的心态态度要对。
If we allow our theology to get in the way of not watching for him, we've made a mistake.
如果我们只注重神学，但是我们却没有专注的话，那么我们就不对。
Now I don't know when you think the rapture will take place.
我不知道你知道什么时候我们被提。
They have this pre-tribulation rapture theory.
有灾前被提的理论。
Before the tribulation, the saints will be raptured to God.
在那之前，圣徒呢被提到神的面前。
Many other Christians believe in the mid-tribulation rapture.
许多基督徒呢相信是灾中被提。
That is to say, the tribulation takes 7 years.
就是说大灾难七年。
And after 3.5 years, the saints are raptured up to God.
在三年半的时候，圣徒被提到神的面前。
And then the last 3.5 years is the great tribulation.
那么后三年半呢，就是大灾难。
This is when the bowls of wrath.
这就是那个碗的愤怒倒下来的时候。
But you see, if we hold on to our theology too tightly,
但是如果我们太坚持我们的神学，
sometimes we don't watch for him.
但是呢，我们就不能够呢专注在他身上。
Now what do I mean?
我说的话是什么意思呢？
Let's suppose you're a pre-tribulation person.
假定呢，你是讲那个灾难的哈，你传道你讲灾难。
Now what are you watching for?
那你看什么呢？
Most pre-tribulation people today are not watching for the Lord to return.
许多讲灾难的人，他们不是等候主的回来。
They're watching for Israel.
他们看耶路撒冷。
As a famous Bible teacher on the radio.
收音机里面有一个很有名的讲圣经的人。
And he believed when the Israel was formed as a nation in 1948.
他相信1948年当以色列建国的时候。
This marked one of the last signs before the end.
这就表明了末世的最后一个记号。
And so he began to watch Israel.
他就注重了，他就一直注意耶路撒冷。
And he became convinced that Jesus was coming back at the Feast of Tabernacles in 1987.
所以呢，他就相信在1987年耶稣基督要回来。
And so he was watching to see if the Russians were going to come down toward Jerusalem and fight them.
他就非常注意看俄国是不是要去打耶路撒冷。
Or the tribes, the enemies from the east, the Chinese were going to come and attack Jerusalem.
这就要看从东方的中国有没有也派军队去攻打耶路撒冷。
And they had theories that it would be atomic bombs that would fall that would cause the tribulation.
他们有各种各样的关于原子武器的理论。说他们要攻打耶路撒冷。
And so they were watching for the events of history.
好，他们就注意这些历史上的事实。
And this man knew he was coming back in September 1987.
他就知道呢，1987年12月，他相信耶稣基督要回来。
Well, 15 years has gone by.
15年过去了。
He made a mistake.
他犯了错误。
Because we're supposed to look for the Lord to come. There's no more event in history that has to happen before the Lord can rapture his children.
我们要注重的是耶稣基督的再来，在耶稣基督再来之前，他的子民不会被提。
Now, how about the people who believe in mid-tribulation rapture?
那些相信灾中被提的人又如何？
I asked one sister one day, I said, you believe in mid-tribulation rapture? She said, yeah, I do. Yeah.
有一天我问一位姐妹，你相信灾中被提吗？她说，是，我相信。
Every Christian will go through some tribulation and it will make them ready and then God will take them out in the middle.
每一个基督徒都要经历患难，神要预备好他们，然后呢，把他们提上去。
I said, what are you looking for?
我就问她，你在等候，你在看什么？
She says, I'm looking for the Antichrist.
他说我在等着看呢那个极基督。
Because when the Antichrist comes, that means that the tribulation is halfway through and that we're ready for rapture.
他说当极基督出现的时候，我们知道呢灾难就到了一半，我们就要被提了。
I said, but the Bible tells us to look for Christ, not the Antichrist.
但是我对他讲，圣经要我们看是耶稣基督，而不是看极基督。
So you see, maybe you have one theory, maybe I have another theory.
所以你看，也许你有一套理论，我有一套理论。
But be awake.
但是要警醒。
Be watching.
要警醒。
Because the rapture will come any moment.
因为被提是任何可以任何时候可以发生的事。
Some people become lazy because they have a theory that allows them some time before Jesus raptures the church.
有些人他们懒惰，因为呢他们有一套理论，让他们相信基督不会马上就来。
Oh, but our attitude as servants of God is, Lord Jesus, come.
但是我们神的仆人，我们的心态是说，耶稣基督要来。
Now today we try to enter into the New Jerusalem.
今天我们要进入的是新耶路撒冷。
What is this New Jerusalem?
这个新耶路撒冷是什么？
The first thing we see in chapter 21,
21章我们看见的第一件事
is the New Jerusalem comes down only after this first heaven and earth has been passed away.
我们看到新耶路撒冷来的时候呢，那时候啊，先前的天地已经过去了。
Now some people think the New Jerusalem is Jerusalem during the millennium, the thousand-year reign.
有人相信呢，这个新耶路撒冷就是千年国度的时候的耶路撒冷。
But no, even after the millennium of 1,000 years where Jesus reigns on this earth,
是在耶稣基督在地上掌权1,000年之后。
There is too much death and corruption in this world.
在这个世界上还有死亡和败坏。
Satan has corrupted this world.
撒旦败坏了这个世界。
Man has corrupted this world.
人败坏了这个世界。
Even the heavens have been corrupted by the presence of Satan in the heavenly place.
因为撒旦在天上的位置，天也被撒旦败坏了。
And so after the 1,000 years, there's a fire, a great fire that consumes the heavens and the earth.
在这个千年之后呢，有烈火烧掉这个天地。
And after this, a new heaven and an earth comes forth.
在新天新地来到之后。
And then we see the new Jerusalem.
直到那个时候，我们才看见新耶路撒冷。
Now, I don't know if you've ever thought about this.
我不知道你们有想过这件事。
And maybe for you Chinese, it's a especially difficult concept.
对中国人也许这是特别的困难。
But you see, we think when we die, we're going to go live in heaven.
我们相信我们死了之后呢，会去天上。
But according to the Bible, we're going to live on earth.
但是呢，圣经告诉我们，我们是在地上。
But wait, it does say we're also going to live in heaven.
圣经也说我们也在天上。
How can this be?
怎么会这样呢？
Well, there's two heavens.
有两个天。
One heaven is the sky.
有一个天是这个天空。
Another heaven
另一个天
is where the throne of God is.
是神宝座所在之地。
That's heaven of heaven.
那是天上的天。
The highest heaven.
是最高的天。
And after these heavens and earth, that is the lower heaven, the sky, and the earth, are done away,
当这个天地就是这个下面的天地过去之后
，and when there's a new earth and a new sky，
当新天新地
，then the heaven of heavens, the throne, will come down to the earth, and you'll have heaven on earth。
那么天上的天就是天上的宝座要来到地上
，you will live forever here on earth。
你要在地上永远活着
，because God's throne will be here, you'll be living forever in heaven also。
因为神的宝座在这里，所以你也永远在天上。
But this will be the center of the universe.
但是这里却成为宇宙的中心。
Now you may take a trip to Mars or Saturn or somewhere.
你也许可以去火星啊，也可以去木星。
Because who knows what there is in God's eternal plan for the whole universe? Maybe there's other planets and other things.
谁知道神对这个宇宙整个的计划呢？也许在其他星球上也有计划。
I hope all the young people maybe want to be Christian astronauts in the new heaven and earth.
我希望呢，这里面的孩子将来能够成为啊新的天文学家。
But the center of the whole eternal world is going to be the new Jerusalem.
但是在这个永恒的宇宙之中的中心乃是地球。
Because the new Jerusalem is the fulfillment of God's eternal purpose.
因为新耶路撒冷是神永远旨意的成就。
We have it stated right here in chapter 21.
第21章这里面说到。
In verse 3.
第三节。
What is God's eternal purpose?
神永远的旨意是什么？
How can we put it in simple words?
我们把这个话简单的说又是怎么样？
We read in verse 3.
第三节。
I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold,The tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be with them.
我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，神要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
God is love.
神是爱。
He has always, from eternity, wanted to dwell with men.
他从永恒里面，他有盼望要住在人的当中。
And he's wanted men and women to dwell with him.
他也希望人与他同住。
This has been his eternal plan.
这是他永远的计划。
But only through his son could this plan be achieved.
但是只有借着他的儿子这个计划才能够成就。
Because man is a sinner, he cannot dwell with God.
因为人有罪，所以他们不能与神同住。
So in those days, God put a tabernacle on this earth, and by the sacrifices, man could commune with God.
所以在过去的日子，神在这个地上有一个帐幕，人借着献祭呢，可以来到神面前。
But now we have a picture of God's eternal purpose fulfilled.
借着这个呢，我们就看到了神的计划得以成就的一个图画。
And it's in the New Jerusalem.
就是新耶路撒冷。
God dwells with man.
神住在人中间。
Man dwells with God.
人与神同住。
If you read through chapter 21 and chapter 22, you find something about the throne of God.
如果你读第21、第22章，你就可以看到一些关于宝座的事。
The throne of God is no longer the throne of God, and Jesus at the right hand of God.
这时候你看到的宝座不但是呢神的宝座和耶稣基督在宝座上。
The throne of God has now been unified.
现在耶稣这个神的宝座呢变成了一个。
It's now the throne of God and of the Lamb.
不再是呢神和羔羊的宝座。
In the New Jerusalem,
在新耶路撒冷
there's one central throne.
只有一个中心的宝座。
God's throne.
神的宝座。
From the heavens of the heavens, this throne has come down.
从天上的天这个宝座降临下来。
God is there.
神在那里。
You can see him.
你可以看见他。
You couldn't see him before.
过去你看不见。
But you could see Jesus.
你过去你只能看到耶稣。
Now in the New Jerusalem, you can see Jesus.
现在在新耶路撒冷你可以看见耶稣。
But you can also see God.
你也可以看见神。
How can you see God?
你怎么看见神?
God is a spirit.
神是个灵。
Ah, but now you have spiritual vision.
现在你有属灵的眼光。
God is not in a physical body.
神不是一个实体。
And it's beyond our explanation.
我们没有办法解释。
But you will see him.
但是你能看见他。
Not only see Jesus.
不但看见耶稣。
You see God.
你看见神。
You can go down to his throne every day.
你每天可以在他宝座面前
行走。Every time you go near his throne. Oh, it's so beautiful. So much health. So much light. So much love.
每次你到他宝座面前的时候看见这么多光这么多爱。
And every day you go.
每天你到哪里去
？God says, "I'm so happy to see you."
神看见你是何等高兴。
This was always my plan, you and me, to be this close.
这是我的计划，你与我同在。
And you fellowship with the Father, and you fellowship with the Son, and He fellowships with you.
你与父，你与子交通，他也与你交通。
There's no barrier.
没有障碍。
There's no sin to stand in the way.
没有罪阻挡人与神。
There's no Satan to cause a division.
也没有撒旦造成分裂。
There's no more flesh.
也没有肉体。
We dwell together.
我们同住。
This has always been his plan.
这是神永远的计划。
Oh, when he sent Jesus to this earth.
他把耶稣基督派遣到这世上来的时候。
He came to tabernacle among men.
他成为人中间的帐幕。
But then Jesus had to go back to the Father.
然后耶稣还要回到父那里去。
Now the throne comes down.
现在宝座下来。
And God and man is one.
神与人合而为一。
What a great salvation we have in Jesus Christ.
在耶稣基督我们得到这个救恩是何等的大。
And we see that the bondservants can enjoy him forever in this city.
我们看见神的仆人在这个大城里面可以永远的欢喜快乐。
Now we could spend the rest of our time just talking about that purpose.
好，我们剩下的一生就可以一直谈论他的这个计划。
But John receives a vision of this new Jerusalem.
但是约翰看见新耶路撒冷的这个意象。
We want to look at this vision.
我们现在来看这个意象。
Because an angel takes John on the tour of New Jerusalem.
因为呢，天使带着约翰呢，在城里面走了一圈。
Now I never had an angel take me on a tour.
我从来没有这样的经历。
Sometimes I go on a tour with Christian Chen, but he's not an angel.
有的时候我跟陈锡宗地区呢一起去旅行，但是他不是天使。
Actually, I think his wife Olive, she's an angel. But anyway.
但是我相信呢，他的太太是天使。
But John is taken on a tour of the New Jerusalem.
但是约翰呢，在新耶路撒冷里面走了一圈。
Now we see the purpose. God dwells with man, man dwells with God.
我们看见神的目的是神要与人同住，人要与神同住。
But by taking the tour, we see this a little bit more wonderfully and completely.
但是呢，我们在这样在耶路撒冷里面这样旅行的时候，我们看见的能够更多一点。
In this sense, the vision of the New Jerusalem is the highest vision in the book of the Revelation.
这个耶路撒冷的新耶路撒冷的意象是启示录当中最高的意象。
So, are you ready to go on the tour?
大家有没有准备好？
Now you see in verse 9, an angel lifts him up in verse 10 to a great and high mountain so he can watch and look at this city.
所以呢，第九节、第十节就讲，天使把耶路撒把约翰带到新耶路撒冷，这样呢，他就能够看见。
Now look at verse 11.
第十一节。
Let's begin to look at some of the details.
我们来开始看一些细节。
In the tour, we start on the outside.
在那个旅游当中呢，我们是先从外面开始看。
And we work our way into the middle where the throne is.
然后呢，我们来到宝座的中心。
But everything we see.
我们看到每一件事
we give glory to God.
我们都把荣耀归给神。
Look at the whole city.
看整个新耶路撒冷。
It's full of the glory of God.
充满了神的荣耀。
Look, notice verse 11.
第十一节。
Having the glory of God, her brilliance was like a very costly stone, as a stone of crystal clear jasper.
城中有神的荣耀，城的光辉如同极贵的宝石，好像碧玉，明如水晶。
This is glory.
这是荣耀。
The city is full of God's glory.
城里面满了神的荣耀。
And the city is made out of crystal clear jasper.
城呢是由如水晶的碧玉所建成的。
Now, the Chinese Bible has a word for jasper. English Bible has this jasper, this word.
中文里面、英文里面都有碧玉这个词。
Now, for centuries, Hebrew scholars have been trying to decide what this word really is about.
世世代代以来希伯来语的学者他们就试图呢、啊、搞清楚这个碧玉这个词是什么意思。
The latest the Jewish scholars say jasper is diamond.
最近的这个学者说呢碧玉呢就是宝石。
The city is made out of the most precious stone on this earth.
这个城市它的材料呢这个是由这个世界上最珍贵的这个材料所建成。
Crystal clear diamond.
如同水晶一样的宝石。
Oh, what a beautiful place.
何等美丽的地方。
But now let's look at its dimensions.
我们来看一看它的规格。
In verse 15.
第十五节。
The one who spake with me had a gold measuring rod to measure the city, its gates and its walls. The city is laid out in a square, and its length as great as its width, and the measure of the city and the rod, 1500 miles.
对我说话的，拿着金苇子当尺，要量那城。和城门城墙，城是四方的长宽一样。天使用苇子量那城，共有四千里，长宽高都一样。
The city is 1500 miles long.
这个城呢，一共长是一百
1500
一共是
or put it in meters. How many
okay,
meters is that?
一共是1500英里长。
And also, same width as it is length.
宽和长都一样。
Same height as it is length and width.
高呢与长宽也一样。
It's a perfect cube.
是一个正方形，正方体。
God likes cubes.
神呢喜欢正方体。
Everything's same.
都一样，各方各面都一样。
So that's why we have cubes in the Bible.
所以这是圣经里面为什么我们有这个正方体。
What's the most famous cube in the Bible?
圣经里面最最有名的正方体是什么？
The Holy of Holies.
就是至圣所。
Its length, width, height, exactly the same.
长宽高都一模一样。
Because the cube stands for Trinitarian perfection.
因为呢，正方形讲到三位一体，神的三位一体的特性。
And this is the New Jerusalem.
这就是新耶路撒冷。
Now the size geographically would be the size of the eastern United States to the Mississippi River.
如果从地理的尺寸来讲，这个新城的尺寸呢，就等于从美国的东部到密西西比河这么长。
And it will also be 1500 miles high.
那高度呢，也是1500英里。
If there are 200 billion saints there,
如果呢有二十万圣徒的话
，each one gets a cubic mile.
如果有二十亿圣徒的话。
Each one gets a cubic mile of space.
如果每个人呢得到呢一英里这样正方形的空间。
Now you might have to live 500 miles up, but you still, it's a wonderful apartment, 565 floors.
那么你就住在500层楼上，虽然很高，但是还是很好。
And of course, because we're in the New Jerusalem with a new body, we can travel like Spider-Man, up and down, as well as this way.
因为我们是住在新耶路撒冷，所以呢，我们可以像那个蜘蛛人一样上上下下，没有问题。
It's actually a great mystery.
这是一个极大的奥秘。
Some people say it is this cube. Others say actually it's a great mountain, and the top is the center where the throne is in the middle.
有人说是正方形，但也有人说呢，其实呢是一个山，在这个山的顶端呢是神的宝座。
But anyway, pretty big city, huh?
但是无论如何，这个城非常大。
And the whole thing is made out of jasper.
整座城都是由碧玉所造成的
and gold
和金
Now let's look at some other things.
我们再看其他一些事情
In verse 17, look at the walls.
第十七节讲到城墙
And he measured its wall 72 yards according to human measurement, which is also angel measurement.
又量了城墙，按照人的尺寸，就是天使的尺寸，一共有144肘
Okay, the wall 216 feet high.
那这个墙呢，有250英尺这么高。
How high is Great Wall of China?
长城有多高?
How high?
长城的高度是多少?
30 feet.
30尺。
10 meters? Maybe 20 meters?
10米 ,20 米。
I haven't been there. Have you been?
我没去过。
How tall?
你们去过没有?多高?
I think they say average 10 meters high, 30 feet high.
平均大概是10米或者30尺那么长。
But this wall, 200 feet high.
但是这个墙呢，却有250英尺。
And what is this wall made out of?
这个墙的材料是什么
？Well, we see that the walls are also made out of clear jasper. Verse 14.
十四节，也是呢，有碧玉。
And the wall of the city had 12 foundation stones, and on them were 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb.
城墙有十二根基，根基上有羔羊十二使徒的名字。
And then there's 12 gates.
有十二个门。
And the gates are made of pearl, according to verse 21.
按照二十一节，这些门呢是由珍珠所建成的。
And so we have this amazing city. We see the wall goes all the way 1,500 miles on each side around the city.
我们看到这是何等奇妙一个城，这个城墙一共有1500英尺，从四个方面。
And the foundation of the walls.
城的根基呢
?12 huge stones.
十二个大石头。
3 on every side.
每边呢有三个。
Each stone 500 miles long.
每个石头呢有500英尺这么长。
Each stone one of the 12 apostles.
每一个这个根基石头呢是一个使徒。
Oh, they're the foundation of the New Jerusalem.
他们是新耶路撒冷的根基。
And then, each side has 3 gates.
每边有三个门
，and three gates are made out of clear pearl.
每个城门呢都是珍珠
，and the pearls, these gates are the 12 tribes of Israel.
这些门这些珍珠是以色列十二个支派。
So we know Israel is part of the New Jerusalem.
我们知道以色列呢是新耶路撒冷的一部分。
And the apostles are part of the New Jerusalem.
使徒是新耶路撒冷的一部分。
But wait a minute, what about the stones of the city?
那些城门的石头又怎么样呢
？The whole city is glorious.
整个城里面满了荣耀。
The whole city is made of gold and diamond.
整个城都是由金。和宝石所建成的。
We look at verse 11 again.
我们再来看十一节。
Her brilliance was like a costly stone, as the stone of crystal clear diamond.
城的光辉如同极贵的宝石，好像碧玉，明如水晶。
And verse 18.
第十八节。
The material of the wall was diamond, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass.
城是碧玉造的，城是金晶的，如同明镜的玻璃。
Now, I know that some sisters like gold.
我知道有一些姐妹她们喜欢金子。
They like jewelry, right?
她们喜欢宝石，她们喜欢珠宝。
But they wouldn't like clear gold.
但是她们不喜欢呢纯金。
Because you couldn't see it.
因为你看不到。
They would be wearing jewelry like a pendant. You couldn't see it because it's clear.
如果呢你戴了纯金的话呢你看不见因为它们是透明的。
So sisters, so brothers, just in case you want to know for anniversary or something, sisters always like yellow gold.
好提醒弟兄姐提醒弟兄如果你要想给你太太买的话呢他们喜欢的是那个黄金。
So you can see it.
黄金你能看见。
But the city here is made of clear gold like glass.
但是呢这个城呢是由透明像玻璃一样的纯金所建成的。
Imagine a city so big.
想象那么大的一个城，
But you can see through it.
但是呢，你可以看穿、看透。
This is an amazing city. But we have to ask this question.
但是我们要问,
is this a city?
这是一个城吗?
Or is this the bride?
或者是新妇?
He said he saw the city coming down as a bride prepared for her husband.
约翰说他看到新城由天而降,
we must ask the question, is the New Jerusalem a literal city?
我们要问新耶路撒冷是不是一个小城?
And we must say yes.
我们必须说是的,
because the throne of God and the Lamb is there.
因为神的宝座和羔羊在那里,
because there actually must be a center to the throne and authority of God.
那里, 因为那一定是呢,
but of course, this vision is about the church. It's about his bride. Because every stone is made of somebody born again by the blood of the Lamb.
因为每一个石头都是由耶稣基督宝血重生的人 他们所建成的。
So it's a literal city.
所以是一个, 的确是一个城。
But it is also a picture of us.
但是呢, 也代表了我们。
Now as the tour goes on, we move toward the center.
当我们继续这个旅行的时候, 我们就来到了中心。
And as John is looking, he sees something strange.
当约翰看的时候, 他看到一些奇怪的东西。
Wait a minute, he remembers the old Jerusalem.
他记得呢,旧耶路撒冷,
what was the glory of the old Jerusalem?
旧耶路撒冷的荣耀是什么?
What was it?
是什么?
The walls of Jerusalem were like this. In 旧, the old Jerusalem.
旧耶路撒冷的墙就大概这么高。
And if you were sitting up on the hill like Mount of Olives,
如果你坐在橄榄山上,
you look down upon Jerusalem,
往下看耶路撒冷,
what do you see?
你看到什么?
Shining in the middle is the temple of God.
在城中心,
oh, the Jews would say, the temple, the temple. And they would begin to cry.
所有的犹太人当他们讲到殿中之殿就至圣所的时候, 他们就哭了。
They loved the temple more than life itself.
他们爱殿胜过爱他们的生命。
It was the place of their communion with God.
那是他们与神交通的地方。
It was all built with gold leaf on the outside.
它外面呢都是由金所包裹的。
The sun at sunset would shine on it and it would glow and light the whole city.
阳光照在上面, 它就向整个城市发光。
But John looks, there's no temple.
但是约翰看的时候却没有看到殿。
Jerusalem, the joy of the whole earth, but where's the temple?
耶路撒冷, 整个地欢乐的地方, 殿在哪里呢?
So verse 22 of chapter 21.
21章第22节,
I saw no temple. For the Lord God the Almighty and the Lamb are its temple.
因主神全能者和羔羊为城的殿。
Ah, it's something more beautiful than a temple.
啊, 比这个殿呢, 更美丽的。
If you look in the middle of the city,
如果你看城的中心,
something more beautiful than the temple.
有要比城更美丽的,
the throne of God and the Lamb.
神的宝座和羔羊,
it's lighting the whole city.
照亮了整个城。
Oh, it's even more beautiful than the temple.
比殿更加的美丽,
because the temple still speaks of separation.
因为殿还是讲到分隔,
you still have to go there, offer sacrifice.
你还要到那里献祭,
now the throne of God is there.
神的宝座在那里,
but the way is open.
但是道路已经打开了。
In this city that's 1500 miles long and wide,
这个城市有1500英里长宽,
there's only one road.
只有一条路,
there's one street.
只有一条街,
also made of transparent gold.
也是由透明的金晶所造成的。
How could there just be one street?
为什么只有一条街?
Well, actually, the original word in the Greek is plaza.
其实呢, 在希腊文的原文里面那个词是plaza。
Now, if you've ever been in Europe, you know what a plaza is. It's a big street of stone with a big fountain in the middle or something like that.
如果你去过欧洲, 你就知道那个plaza就是一条大街,两边都是商店。
You see, because everything in New Jerusalem leads by this road to the throne.
所以耶路撒冷呢, 每一个地方呢, 都是
there's only one street.
只有一条街,
no need for snow removal. Just one street.
不需要铲雪, 只有一条街,
perfect weather all the time.
永远, 啊,
and because the throne is there,
因为宝座在那里,
usually they have in the temple, of course, the lampstand.
所以呢, 你在宝座那里呢，总是有羔羊。
Maybe you don't know this, but of course, in the temple of Solomon, and even the temple in the days of Herod, there was of course the lampstand.
所以呢，在所罗门的年代，或者呢，在希律年代，那个宝座里面呢，都有那个都有灯台。
But in the days of Jesus, even the temple of Herod had these huge lamps outside the temple that lit the city on the feast occasions.
在希律时代，在过节的时候，那个圣殿的外面呢，就有大的灯把街照亮。
Now as John looks down at the city, it's all lit up.
当约翰看那个街的时候呢，灯都照亮了。
But verse 23,
第二十三节，
we see that the lamp is the lamp.
在二十三节我们看到羔羊是那个灯。
He is God's light.
他是神的光。
He is the light of the world.
他是世界的光。
And not only Jerusalem, but the whole earth.
不单单耶路撒冷乃是整个地。
Will be lit with his glory.
都要被他的荣耀所照亮。
Notice verse 24.
第二十四节。
The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it.
列国要在城的光里行走，地上的君王必将自己的荣耀归于那城。
Now there's many things we don't have time to go into here.
有许多事今天我们没有时间来解释。
They're interesting questions.
一些很有意思的问题。
Who lives in the city and who lives in the rest of the earth?
谁住在城里面，谁在地上其他的地方住？
That's for you to find out.
这是你们自己的自己要发现。
Those who live in the New Jerusalem live in the best part.
住在耶路撒冷的人是住在最好的地方。
But there's others who live all around the world.
但是呢，还有其他人住在地上的其他地方。
And you know something? Even the Chinese.
知不知道？即使中国人。
They make so much money in the new heaven and earth.
他们在新天新地里面也赚许许多多钱。
That they bring much more than 10% to Jerusalem and worship God.
他们带到新耶路撒冷来敬拜神的远远超过十分之一。
This is how we know the Chinese and the Jews have been saved. They give more than 10%.
所以呢，我们知道中国人和犹太人得救了，因为呢，他们奉献呢超过十分之一。
And the Jews also will come and give and give and give.
犹太人他们也来奉献奉献。
They'll give glory to God.
他们把荣耀归给神。
Now we look in this, and we see something in the middle of the city.
我们再看在城的中间呢，有一些东西。
We located the central point. It's the throne of God and the Lamb.
我们来到了城的中心，就是神的宝座。
Now out of this throne comes a river of living water.
从宝座流出来生命的河水。
So that's why some people think the throne is up on a sort of a mountain, and down comes this wonderful living water.
所以这就是为什么有人相信呢？那宝座是在山上面，所以生命的河水可以呢从宝座上流下来。
Taste this living water, even better than Newark's water.
如果你尝一尝这个生命河的水的话，你知道啊，它比 Newark 的水还要好喝。
It's healthy water.
它是非常有益健康。没有污染。
And it's such good water that the tree of life is planted along both sides of this river.
这个河的两边呢有生命的树，因为这个水非常的好。
Wait, the tree of life.
是生命树。
We must be back in paradise.
我们一定呢回到了那个伊甸园。
Yes, the garden is in the middle of the city.
那个伊甸园呢就在城的中心。
God began with man in the garden.
神与人开始是在伊甸园。
And he ends with the garden.
结束也在伊甸园。
In the middle of the New Jerusalem.
在新耶路撒冷的中间。
That's why I live in New York City.
这就是为什么我要住在纽约市。
Because God likes city more than country.
因为神呢更爱呢这个城市。
No. But it's because God puts the country in the city.
而是神呢把农村放在城市里。
Now wait, it's the tree of life, one. There's one tree of life, the tree of life.
有一棵生命的树。
But it's planted all along the river.
但是呢，却到处栽种。
What kind of a tree?
是什么样的树？
Is this a type of tree that there's many planted?
是不是呢？今天人所种的那许许多多的树的一种。
Or is it one tree that has many underground roots to come up, like a banyan tree? You know banyan tree?
还是呢，一棵树啊，但是它有许它的根呢，到处发芽，然后呢长出来。
You don't know.
它的根在地下到处啊，到处爬。
Banyan tree, you know?Well, it goes underground, comes up, has many trunks, one tree.
它一棵树在地底下的那个根会长出来许多的枝子。
Anyway, every month, the Chinese go pick papaya 1 month, mango 1 month, apple 1 month. Oh, Chinese very happy.
所以中国人可以到那里，这个月呢摘苹果，下个月呢摘芒果，再下个月摘papaya木瓜。
You eat banana for 30 days. You say, I'm getting tired of banana. Aha, the mangoes are ready.
30 天吃香蕉，你吃腻了，又有芒果可以吃。
And the leaves that fall off the tree.
那叶呢，从树上面掉下来。
Now, we have English translation for the healing of the nations.
英语的翻译是说呢，是来医治各国。
But there's no sickness.
但是没有。但是呢，没有疾病。
So why do we need healing?
我们为什么需要医治?
But the Greek perhaps can say it's for the health of the nations.
可以这样解释，乃是呢为了各国他们健康。
Yeah.
乃是为了让他们能够健康。
Now, you know, I'm a proud Englishman.
我是一个很自豪的英国人。
I hate to admit
我不愿意承认
that the Chinese are right about herbs.
我知道中国人讲到那个讲到那个中草药的时候，中国人呢，他们更对。
But everybody goes down to the river, not just Chinese women. Everybody goes down, eat some leaves.
每个人呢都到河边去采那个树叶吃，不光光是中国人。
And that we're so healthy from the leaves, no need the shadow box, you know. Yeah.
因为我们吃了这个叶子，所以呢我们就非常健康。
And in this place, what these trees mean in the picture is.There's abundance of blessing and blessing.
好，从这幅图画关于树叶的图画里面，我们所看到的呢，乃是非常丰丰富富的祝福。
The river of life means there's abundance of life.
生命河讲到丰富的生命。
And the trees and their fruit, there's abundance of blessing and provision.
而树和它的果呢，则是讲到丰富的祝福。
And there is no more curse.
再没有咒诅。
And the servants of God, they serve him night and day.
神的仆人昼夜服侍。
Notice in chapter 22, verses 3 and 4.
22章第三节第四节。
There will no longer be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his bondservants will serve him. And they will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads.
以后再没有咒诅。在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他。也要见他的面，他的名字必写在他们的额上。
What is the reward of the bond servant?
仆人他们得的奖赏是什么？
We see his face.
我们看见他的面。
That's why we go to Jerusalem.
这是为什么我们要去耶路撒冷。
That's why maybe we live in Jerusalem.
这是为什么我们要住在耶路撒冷。
Because when we see his face,
因为当我们看见他面的时候，
then it's even like the blessing of the Old Testament.
就像旧约里面的祝福一样。
When his countenance shines upon us,
当他的面发光的时候，
then we are blessed.
我们就蒙福了。
What a wonderful place.
何等奇妙的地方。
What a picture.
何等一幅图画。
There's so much there, there's more than we can understand.
比我们能够明白理解的更多。
But now we need to see.
我们需要看见。
Why do we say this is the final revelation of Jesus?
为什么说这是耶稣基督最后的启示？
We said that there were 7 visions of Jesus, and this is the last vision of Jesus.
我们讲过一共呢有七个意象，这是呢耶稣基督最后的一个意象。
Is the New Jerusalem the final vision of Jesus because his throne is in the middle?
是不是因为呢他的宝座在这里，所以耶路撒冷成为最后的意象呢？
No, it's more than that.
不，比这更多。
His throne is in the middle.
他宝座在哪？
And he is the center of the universe.
他是宇宙的中心。
But the New Jerusalem is a revelation to us.
但是新耶路撒冷对我们是启示。
The city.
这个城。
What does it mean?
这个城的意思是什么？
Here is the revelation.
启示在这里。
The New Jerusalem has become the perfect corporate expression.Of Christ.
耶路撒冷成为耶稣基督他一个团体的表现。
Why are the stones transparent?
为什么这石头是透明的？
So that Christ can shine through them.
这样基督就可以发光。
Why is the gold of the streets transparent?
为什么街上的金晶是透明的？
The streets represent our fellowship.
街表明我们的交通和团契。
Because our fellowship.Reflects the glory of God.
因为我们的交通团契反映的是主。
Why are the walls made of pure clear jasper.
为什么城墙是透明的碧玉呢?
So that Jesus can be seen throughout the whole city.
所以呢, 在整个城市里面, 我们可以看见耶稣基督。
You see, God's purpose for Jesus is not for him just to be the center of everything.
神的目的不单单是耶稣基督成为一切的中心,
but God's purpose is that Christ be fully formed in everything.
而是呢,耶稣基督在一切事上都能够有他的形象。
This is God's eternal purpose.
这是神永远的目的。
Christ is all and in all.
耶稣基督是一切,在一切之中。
Everything is full of Christ.
每一件事情都充满了基督。You, 你,
nothing opaque.
没有一件事。Opaque.
Nothing hidden.
没有一件事是隐藏的。Everything
transparent.
每一件都是透明的。Right
now, our flesh hides the Lord.
现在我们的肉体把基督呢隐藏起来。You
see, the Lord is in you.
主在你里面,
the Lord is in me.
主也在我里面,
but our flesh obscures the Lord.
但是呢, 我们的主呢, 却把主呢, 我们的肉体却把主呢, 挡起来。
Too often we see ourselves.
很多时候呢, 我们只看见自己,
instead of seeing the Lord.
却没有看见主,
but the Lord is working on us.
但是主在我们里面做工,
in the New Jerusalem, every saint that you see, you'll see Jesus right through them.
在新耶路撒冷你看到的每一个圣徒你都看见基督。
But isn't this wonderful? Every saint is a different kind of stone.
但是呢,每一个圣徒却是不一样的石头,这是何等的奇妙。
You know this in chapter 21.
第21章,
look in verse 19.
第19节,
the foundation stones of the city were adorned in every kind of precious stone. The first one was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth Sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th jacinth, the 12th amethyst.
城墙的根基是用各样宝石修饰的。第一根基是碧玉，第二是蓝宝石，第三是绿玛瑙，第四是绿宝石，第五是红玛瑙，第六是红宝石，第七是黄碧玺，第八是水昌玉，第九是红碧玺，第十是翡翠，第十一是紫玛瑙，第十二是紫金。
Isn't this wonderful?
这是否非常的奇妙。
Every one of us is a different stone.
我们每一个人都是不同的石头。
Maybe you're amethyst.
也许你是黄宝石。
Maybe I'm jacinth.
也许我是。
But every one of us.
但是我们每一个人。
Every one of us.
我们每一个人。
We show the glory of Christ through us.
我们都有耶稣基督的荣耀。
You know, God does not take away our individual person.
但是神并不是把我们每个人的个性拿走。
He just shines Christ through.
他乃是借着我们来反映出耶稣基督。
We don't all look the same.
我们不都一样。
Maybe I'll always be hairy and big.
也许我总是很多胡子，然后长得很高。
Maybe you'll be smaller but have beautiful hair. I don't know.
也许你长得比较小，你的头发却比较漂亮。
But however you are made, I'll see Jesus through you.
但是不管你怎么样，我在你那边看到耶稣基督。
You'll see Jesus through me.
你也从我看到耶稣基督。
And when we're walking on the road,
当我们在路上行走的时候,
if this is fellowship,
我们一同交通的时候,
it's transparent fellowship.
是透明的交通。
I share Christ with you, you share Christ with me.
我与你分享基督，你与我分享基督。
Nothing of sin, nothing of flesh.
没有罪，没有，也没有肉体。
Oh, Christ is seen in everything.
在每一件事情上都看到基督。
If this street represents our commerce,
如果这条街讲到我们要做的事情,
now there must be commerce in the New Jerusalem.
在新耶路撒冷必须要做一些事,
because the kings bring many treasures to the city.
因为呢, 王带了很多宝贝来到这个城。
Probably the Wen Chinese will be selling in the marketplace in the New Jerusalem.
也许中国人呢, 在新耶路撒冷呢, 也有一个市场。
But everything, even our business, will be transparent.
每一件事，甚至呢，我们所做的生意都是透明的。Won't
that be wonderful?
是否非常的美妙？
No sneaky deals.
也不没有那些肮脏的生意。No
paying bribes.
也没有呢，也没有贿赂。
All our commerce.
我们所有的商业都是透明的。
Oh, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
this is the New Jerusalem.
这是新耶路撒冷,
when Christ is all and in all.
耶稣基督是一切, 在一切之中,
it's not just Jesus in the center.
不单单是耶稣基督是中心,
it's Christ is everything.
基督在一切之中,
everything.
每一件事,
full of Christ.
充满了基督,
then the glory of the of God will fill the earth.
这个时候神的荣耀就要充满全地。
Even the trees, even the animals will be full of the glory of God.
甚至树,甚至动物,他们都满了神的荣耀。
I want to live there.
我愿意住在那里。
Do you want to live there?
你要不要住那里?
Oh, to see Jesus in everything. What a thrilling place to be.
在每一件上看到耶稣基督何等光明的时刻。
Christ is all and in all.
耶稣基督是一切在一切之中。
Now, brothers and sisters, where are we today?
弟兄姐妹, 今天我们在哪里?
The Lord is working on us.
神在我们里面做工。
The church is supposed to have this testimony.
教会应该有这样的见证。
Christ is everything to us.
基督是我们的一切。
But we confess to our shame, we still have self-life.
但是呢, 我们要承认, 我们呢, 还是以自己, 我们还是有自己的生命。
And so the world can't always see that Jesus has come because of ourselves.
因为我们自己呢, 所以这个世界不能看见, 不能总是看见耶稣基督要来。
And sometimes we come together for fellowship and for worship.
有时候我们聚到一起, 我们能够彼此交通, 能够一起敬拜。
But it isn't the perfect worship like we see in heavenly worship.
但是呢, 却不是呢, 我们所看, 在天上所看到那样完美的敬拜。
Because maybe our love is not first love.
也许我们的爱不是起初的爱。
Maybe our self stands in the way.
也许我们自己还在里面, 还在其中。
Maybe we carry into our meeting some sin.
也许我们来聚会的时候还带着我们的罪。
So Christ cannot be seen.
所以呢, 基督就看不见了。
And so we see, with this promise before us, that the cross meets us today.
所以当我们看到我们前面的盼望的时候, 十字架在我们身上。
Unless the Lord deals with us today, we will not be prepared for the new Jerusalem.
除非神今天在我们身上预备，神在我们身上来对付我们, 我们不能预备好来见新耶路撒冷。
But if we allow the Lord to work on us,
如果我们让神在我们身上做工,
by the working of His cross and the Holy Spirit,
借着十字架和圣灵的工作,
gradually,
渐渐的,
from glory to glory,
荣上加荣,
we become transparent.
我们就变为透明了。Isn't
it a wonderful thing to see Christ in somebody?
在我们弟兄姐妹身上看到耶稣基督是否是非常的美好。
The first day I came here, I took the PATH train.
我第一天我来这里的时候, 我坐PATH.
And I met one of your sisters on the train.
我在车上碰到你们当中一位姐妹。
What's her name? Tina.
Tina.
Tina. I think she's working with children downstairs.
她现在在楼下照顾儿童。
Now she didn't know who I was.
她不知道我是谁。
We were very crowded on the train like this.
在车上非常拥挤。
But she had her Bible open. She's reading her Bible.
她在读圣经。
Huh? Oh, is Tina there? Hey, there she is. Hi, Tina. Now she's embarrassed, so she's leaving. She's reading her Bible.
她在读圣经。
Now, I don't usually talk to people on the train, you know.
在车上通常我不跟人讲话。
People don't talk to strangers.
不跟陌生人讲话。
But you know, I could see Christ in her.
但是你知道吗? 我在她身上可以看到基督。
She was happy to be reading the Word.
因为她 读神的话的时候非常喜乐。
She wasn't ashamed to read the word.
她也不因此为羞。
And for a young person,
年轻人,
I think this is a wonderful testimony.
我觉得这是非常好的见证。
And so we stopped at a few stops, she just read the way.
所以呢, 她一路就这样一直读。
So afterwards, I just talked to her, and I asked her what Bible she was reading, and she told me NIV.
后来我跟她讲, 你读的是什么圣经呢? 她讲是新国际版, 新国际版的圣经。
Isn't it wonderful to see Christ in one another?
在我们当中看到耶稣基督是不是非常的奇妙呢?
You could even see Christ in Tina's eyes.
你在Tina的眼睛里也可以看到基督。
Thank God, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，感谢主。
We're far from perfect.
我们远远不够完美。
But the Lord wants His church to be a testimony of Christ is all and in all.
但是神要教会成为一个见证，见证耶稣基督是一切也在一切之中。
Why did the Lord come at the beginning of the book of Revelation and speak so strongly to His church?
为什么在启示录一开始神来对七个教会讲非常严厉的话？
It's because He loves us so much.
因为他实在爱我们。
And He wants us to get rid of the things that make us opaque.
他要除去我们的罪，使我们呢，要除去那些使我们把自己隐藏起来的罪。
Do you know who shows Christ?
你知道谁能够把基督彰显出来吗？
It's a person with first love.
有起初的爱的人能够把基督彰显
出来。Do you know who shows Christ?
你知道谁彰显基督吗？
Like Philadelphia.
菲拉铁菲
faithful to the word of God.
对神的道忠心。
Oh, the Lord Jesus is looking for Himself in His church today.
耶稣基督今天在教会里面寻找他自己。
Brother, don't be proud.
弟兄，你不要骄傲。
It has no place in God's church.
在教会里面没有骄傲的余地。
Don't be self-satisfied.
不要自我满足。
It makes our Lord angry.
那使我们的神愤怒。
He wants to see you look like Him.
他要你呢看着像他。
If you have Christ in your heart,
如果你心里面有基督
then you have love.
你就有爱。
Don't seal your lips with pride. Speak out in love for Jesus.
不要用你的嘴讲骄傲的话，要为耶稣基督做见证。
The Lord is working on us.
主在我们身上做工。
He's not happy with the way the church looks around the world right now.
今天的教会的光景不能使他满意。
Who will hear His voice?
凡听见他话的。
Do you hear what the Spirit is speaking to the church?
你有没有听到圣灵对教会讲话？
Do you have an ear to hear?
你有没有耳能够听？
He loves you.
他爱你。
With a fire of love.
是烈火的爱。
If you come to him,
如果你到他面前，
he make you transparent crystal.
他使你成为透明的水晶。
That glorifies his name.
荣耀他的名。
That's the reason.You were born.
这就是你出生的原因。
And brothers and sisters, I just say one more thing to you.
弟兄姐妹，我再说一件事。
And I mean this in sincerity.
我非常认真地说这件事。
I'm so happy to fellowship among Chinese brethren.
与中国的弟兄姐妹能够分享，使我非常的喜乐。
And I know something.
我知道一些事。
Maybe you lose sight of it once in a while, but I know something.
也许呢，你们有的时候不知道，但是我知道。
God has brought many Chinese Christians here to the United States.
中国神呢把许多中国的基督徒带到美国来。
Many of them came for a better life.
很多人来这里是寻找更好的生活。
For freedom.
自由。
To do business.
做生意。
Many came here to study and have stayed.
很多人呢是来这里呢来学习。
And many came who were not Christians and they've been saved since they came.
来的时候呢很多人不是基督徒但是在这里得救。
But this is not an accident.
这不是偶然。
This is the greatest migration of God's people.
这是神子民最伟大的迁徙。
Since the Jews were spread out of Jerusalem to preach the gospel out to the world.
因为犹太人呢从耶路撒冷出来向全世界传扬福音。
You're an assembly of brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，你们的聚集。
May you spread yourself out through New Jersey.
能不能呢把你们自己在 New Jersey 这个地方把福音传扬开来。
God does not mean for you to stay together as a ethnic group.
神不是要你们呢聚集在一起沾沾成为中国人的团契。
The sooner you learn English,
你 一学会了英文
and fellowship with brothers and sisters and lost people in New Jersey,
就与呢弟兄姐妹呢在这里面在新泽西这一带的弟兄姊妹要交通。
So that soon you will start fulfilling your reason for being here.
这样的话很快呢你们就会达到你们在这里聚会的目的。
You're not here to make money.
你们在这里不但不是为了赚钱。
But God will bless you with prosperity.
神会用财富来祝福你们。
If you're here for His reason.
如果你们是为了他而来这里。
You've been sent as missionaries here.
你们呢是被差遣到这里成为传教士。
Look at the American church around you.
看看这周围的美国教会。
Do they understand God's purpose?
他们知道神的目的吗？
Did they understand the work of the cross?
他们明白十字架的工作吗？
Many precious brothers and sisters.
有许多的压力。
They're saved.
他们得救了,
they love the Lord.
他们爱主,
but they don't know the Lord's way.
但是他们不知道神的道路,
they've never had vision of the church.
他们没有教会的意向,
many of their leaders
他们许多领袖,
are trying to build a kingdom on this earth.
试图呢,
but you've learned a higher way.
但是呢,
and how they need you to be. Those people who can teach them of the more perfect way.
他们需要呢,
you need to live it here in your midst.
你们呢,
you need to be willing to bear the cross. You need to be willing to lose some of your cultural identity to meet the saints here in the United States.
你们要有心, 你们要愿意呢, 失去呢, 你们一些本身的特性, 使你们可以住在这个当中。
Now when God sent the Jews out of Jerusalem, he persecuted them in Jerusalem until they had to flee. Did he want them to go here and there and just start a synagogue? That would be Jewish.
那还是犹太人?
No.
不,
they started the church.
他们开始教会,
that was for the nations.
这是为了各国,
you have been sent out of China,
你们从中国被拆遣出来,
to form Chinese synagogue?
是不是为了在这里建立一个中国人的会堂?
No.
不,
to form the church in the United States.
而是在美国成为教会。
Some of the culture has to go.
一些文化背景必须甩掉。
You have to learn the English of the land.
你们要在这里学英文。
You have to preach the gospel to those who are dying around you.
你们呢,要在这里传福音。
This is your purpose.
这是你们的目的。
May the Lord work with you.
愿神在你们里面做工。
May the Lord help you.
愿神帮助你们。
I love you.
我爱你们。
I'm so glad you have a burden for this.
我非常高兴你们有这样的负担。
May the Lord help you be faithful.
愿神帮助你们忠心。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Oh Lord, we sing of the new Jerusalem.
主啊,我们看到新耶路撒冷。
We see a little bit of the New Jerusalem.
我们看到新路撒冷里面的一点,
all pure gold and crystal.
纯金透明,
oh Lord, we know this is your purpose.
主,我们知道这是你的目的。
We want to be found in your purpose.
我们愿意在你的旨意当中。
We want to be the New Jerusalem.
我们愿意成为新耶路撒冷。
We want to be transparent people.
我们愿意成为透明的子民。
So that Christ can be all and in all.
让基督可以成为一切也在一切之中。
Nothing in us of our own human nature.
在我们里面再没有我们, 人的天性。
Nothing blocking the view of Christ to others.
也没有任何事情能够阻挡耶稣基督从我们身上彰显出来。
Nothing of language, nothing of culture, nothing of our prejudice, nothing in the way of Jesus.
无论是语言还是背景都不能阻挡我们把耶稣基督彰显出来。
Oh God, deal with us by the work of your cross.
主啊,用十字架来对付我们。
Until we are all that you want us to be.
直到我们成为你想要的样式。
We see the New Jerusalem.
我们看到新耶路撒冷。
And the Lamb is in the midst of the New Jerusalem.
我们看到羔羊在新耶路撒冷的中间。
Jesus, we repent and place you in the center of what you're doing here in this fellowship.
主耶稣基督,我们悔改让你成为我们在这里交通的中心。
Against all the tide of history, don't allow this group to be lukewarm.
主啊,让我们不要不冷不热。
Help them find their first love.
让他们回到起初的爱,
and serve you with all their heart. This alone is pleasing to a God who has given his whole heart for us. Keep these words in our heart, we pray. In Jesus' precious name.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen.